All right, it's Monday afternoon, the audible time here in the bubble again to get caught up on what's going on. John Congemi joining me as he does every Monday. And John, it's nice to have a long week here.
Boy, it was great. Long weekend.
But not to stew over that game on last Thursday.
I forgot we even played on Thursday.
Look, I'm calling that last week, and let's move on to this week.
Absolutely.
And get things heading in the right direction. I think that's exactly what this football team's doing, John. Dolphins had – the players had 4 days off. They're off today. They'll get back to work tomorrow. Some coaches had a couple days off. And with no bye week, John, I think that's the perfect thing to do. Give themselves a semblance of a bye week. Give them some time off to heal up a little bit and kind of put the past behind them and come back kind of geared up and ready to get the season started, the second half of the season started. They're at the Oakland Raiders on Sunday night. That'll be game number 8. After that, then comes the remainder of the season. Well, there'll be really no time off after that. Just go for a run. But John, it's kind of one of those things that you want to get past that. But they're going to have to come back here and watch that tape. They're going to have to come back and figure it out. And you know, if you heard Adam Gase speak over the weekend,
wasn't happy.
Not real happy with what went on. You know, calling out his guys to do a little more work out there. And look, I think when you look for responsibility in this team, it certainly starts at the top. Goes all the way to the last guy on that roster and everyone that works with this football team. Assistant coaches, trainers, everybody getting guys ready. Everybody's got a hand in that thing that they've got to deal with, and they've got to sort it out the best way possible.
Well, Bo, I think there's a lot of thumbs instead of index fingers. Yep. You know, I think everybody can look in the mirror and find a way to get better. And yep. I think this should prove as a midway point of the season. You're not going to have a bye week. You're 4-3, and you haven't been close to playing your best football on the offensive side. Now, that doesn't mean the defense hasn't played well in certain stretches. They have. And they can only hold up for a certain amount at that level where you have to have some point support. You have to be able to have some touchdowns on offense. You have to be able to make your defense play with a lead. You have to make them feel a little bit more comfortable as the second half of the season moves along. So I think there are a lot of things that Adam Gase wants to look at offensively, scheme-wise, play-calling-wise. Do I have the right people in the right positions going forward? And I think this weekend was a good get away from the facility, get away from football for the guys and for the coaches, for the assistant coaches to rethink and kind of rejuvenate how they're going to attack the Oakland Raiders on Sunday night, how they're going to attack the Carolina Panthers on Monday Night Football, how they're going to move through the stretch of playing New England twice and Buffalo twice, who are turned out to be a very good football team.
Don't look now, but Buffalo, I mean, playing some very good football. They took care of Oakland with no problem yesterday.
Exactly.
And so they're another team to deal with. We all know what New England's all about. So, yeah, they've got their hands full going through it. But I think you're right, John. It's about self-evaluation at this point. And typically, whether it's a bye week or you've got a Thursday night game where you got days off, it's usually a time where the coaches do a little self-scouting too.
Sure.
Kind of look at what they're doing. Like, look, let's break down our game.
How simplistic are we on
our
offense?
Game. Right. Let's see what we're seeing. And then make some adjustments on that. So, but I think, you know, when the players come back tomorrow, I think there's going to be a pretty good heart-to-heart in that meeting room with the entire team about who do we want to be. And just kind of what you said, look, every guy sitting in – look, I'm sure Adam Gase said, look, I've got to look at myself.
Right.
Everybody sitting in that auditorium has to take a look at themselves and see if they're doing everything they can to help you win football games. If not, then they've got to ask themselves why.
Why?
And how I get to that point where I'm helping us win football games rather than lose football games? And I said this after the brief post-game show I was able to do on Thursday night, was that, hey, look, it was a horrendous loss. The numbers were lopsided. But when you look where you're at right now, you're still 4-3.
That's right.
You're still right in the thick of the hunt, both for the AFC East as well as a playoff berth. So no use getting bogged down. And
everything's right out in front of the Miami Dolphins. Yep. As poorly as a team that they've played in certain games. Now, it doesn't mean all seven games have been that bad, but there have been stretches where the offense needs to improve, obviously. You can't go, you know, shutout football on offense in the National Football League and expect to be a playoff team. Yeah. So that has to improve. But where they are right now, they still have the roadmap to get to where they want to be at the end of the year. But this thing needs to turn around quickly. It can't be a 3 or 4 week massage deal where you're getting better, but you're still not there. They have to get better. They have to play better, and they have to start dominating some teams that aren't as good on paper as we thought they were in the beginning of the season, and they have to go ahead and improve themselves first and foremost.
Yeah, and, John, you look at – I mean, they're pretty unique situation for the Dolphins. They have the Thursday night game And then they come back for another primetime game Sunday against the Raiders, then go on the road to Carolina for a third straight primetime game. And I don't think in my career I ever played in three straight primetime games. And I can't remember the last time that I've seen a team play in three straight primetime games. I'm sure it's happened, but I can't recall it. So it's kind of a unique situation for this football team. And and speaking of those situations, a primetime game, you know, you kind of embarrass yourself in front of the whole nation on Thursday night. Now you got two primetime games to say, hey, look, that was the aberration.
Here's reality. This is what we really need to do. Yeah.
And this is where we're at. Because you certainly don't want that thought of what this football team to linger. Because I think you hear that. Look, as much as guys say, we don't hear what people say.
They
hear everything people say.
That's right.
Says. And if you don't turn it around, those kind of losses and that kind of feeling tends to fester on a football team, and we just hope that this is a team that doesn't allow that to creep into their psyche and turn them into that type of football team.
Well, you know that, Bo. You feel it as a football team. Yep. You know how you play. You're the worst critic, I believe, on your character and what you put on film.
Yep.
You watch yourself, and if you've played poorly, you know it. If you played well, you know it, but you don't want to let anybody else know it. You want to go out and repeat it and do it again. So this is a team that has a lot of proud individuals in that locker room that have played winning football, that have been on a team that went to the playoffs last year. There's a lot of nucleus on this in this locker room that knows what it feels like to achieve where they want to go, and they want to get there again. And if they're going to do that, they vastly have to improve their consistency of play. They have to be able to win at least one side of the line of scrimmage and be close on the other. You know, you have to be able to win on 50-50 opportunities down the field. Now, whether Devontae Parker is a guy that rejuvenates the passing game because he's healthy now and can come back and make some plays for this offense, whether Jay Cutler is going to be healthy enough to stand in and throw the football down the field and find some consistency in the passing game, or, you know, there's a lot of things that need to improve, and there's a lot of question marks that need to be answered quickly in this week.
Yeah, the one thing about football, whether it was at the high school level, maybe not high school level, some high schools didn't have the facilities, but college and the pros, you know, there's that old line, the eye in the sky don't lie.
No.
You know, and there's a lot of, you know, look, everyone's writing this, everyone's tweeting this, everyone's putting this on Facebook and that's on Facebook, and all the reporters, you know, what they say is bullshit. What they say is what their opinion, this and that. I'm going to throw shit on the table and this and that. But those guys, when they walk in that room, that meeting room, and they watch that tape, it may not feel good, but I guarantee you, if those guys are invested in this game, they know every mistake they made.
And know when it's coming up.
Before they go, and they know exactly
when
it's coming up to see. And so those coaches, and the coaches get pretty hard on you in those situations, but you really don't have any argument because it's right there on tape for you to see. But you don't believe me? You tell me this is the best job you can do right here. You tell me that, and I'll give up my job right now.
Right.
Because it's not.
Right.
And then there's no way to you can't get away from the eye in the sky, and it's been like that forever.
You know what's funny, Bo? I can remember back watching tape, and you know, you throw a bad interception or you make a bad decision. You know what's coming up.
Yep.
And you're always harder on yourself than maybe the coach could ever be because you know when you make a mistake. And you just got to own up to it. You have to own up to it. You have to learn from it. And you have to move on from it. It can't fester. The only way it can fester is if it doesn't affect you, you shouldn't be in that room anyway. But if it builds up inside of you, you got to go back out and wait for your next opportunity to prove yourself worthy of being a starter and worthy of being that guy to make those plays.
It's funny you say that because I can remember guys, and these are guys you don't really want on your team. I remember being in a meeting room one time, and we had a defensive end who just played a horrendous game. I mean a horrendous game.
Go inside, he goes outside. Go outside.
I was embarrassed for him.
Right.
I'm watching the tape, and I'm embarrassed for him. You know, going, man,
I don't want to be him.
I wouldn't want to be sitting through it. But so there, at one point in the play, at one point during the game, though, you know, he threw an arm over on the guy, reached back and dropped the guy for like a 5-yard loss, right? The one play.
Exactly.
Everything else was crap, right? And I remember after the film room, I'm walking in to go to the bathroom, and he's walking in behind me with his buddy, and the guy goes, hey, man.
See that play?
That was a play you made. And he goes, yeah, man, I kicked that ass. And I'm thinking, those are the guys I'm playing with right now?
Wait a minute.
Those
what about are the 46 guys other plays
exactly.
you made?
What about every other play you got? I mean, first of all, you got your ass chewed by the coach nonstop for 2 hours on this thing.
You wish you had the authority. You know what? Get out of here. Go pack your stuff and get out of here.
You walked out of that saying how well you played because of one play? Oh, my God. It's
brutal. Those types of meetings are brutal, but I think they're reality checks too.
No doubt.
You know, you go in and you know that there's fixable items that the Miami Dolphins on certain mistakes you're making offensively. So the good thing is it's not effort. I haven't seen a team lack the effort. It's execution.
I would say this, though, John, on Thursday, I saw a tired football team.
We looked like we played three football games.
It doesn't mean the effort wasn't there. It just meant
they were beat up.
You know, instead of getting in front of the guy to make a tackle, you kind of throw the arm out
there.
That
was a physical game we played against the Jets.
Yeah, no
it was
doubt.
A hard-fought victory, and it wore on the Miami Dolphins more than the Ravens losing on the road.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. That and the fact that the Ravens, listen to this stuff while the game's going on. They were like they're 8-0 now in primetime games played at their home stadium, so they're good. And not to mention, and we talked about this before, the Ravens, for whatever reason, they've changed personnel.
Doesn't matter.
Guys have come and gone. Ray Lewis isn't there anymore. Yeah. Holly Nata's not there. These guys aren't. But they're still, for whatever reason, they're just a bad, bad match for the Miami Dolphins and always have been since they've been in existence.
I know it. We've looked our worst. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what your pick of year against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
And especially when you travel to Baltimore. Yep. It just seems like there's something about it. And there's – I thought last year we did a better job when we visited the Buffalo Bills because that's another building and another place lately. The Miami Dolphins haven't really played well. So I guess the image of the Dolphins with playing against the Ravens up there hasn't changed much. But the Dolphins still have an opportunity to change going up to Buffalo.
Yep. Let's get some of these questions going here. Periscope, Grizzly Dark. By the way, the trading deadline is tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
I saw an article today in the paper where the Dolphins may be looking to deal. We'll see when things happen. But Grizzly Dark says, should we trade for Eric Ebron, the tight end out of Detroit? I think he was a first-round draft pick. Came in with high expectations. It's been a disappointment up in Detroit. And, my thought is, disappointment there leads to a disappointment here. And I just don't think – now's the time to make that switch. Although, Julius Thomas could be playing a little better. I think everyone expected more out of Julius Thomas from what we've seen so far. It doesn't mean that he's not going to get his game to where it needs to be here over the next 8 weeks.
You hope that you improve.
Yeah.
I think Gray needs to play a little bit more. I think we need to see all three tight ends.
Well, they've thrown to Fasano a little more.
Anthony's been responding. Yes. Anthony looks like he's 25 years old when he's running around out there, and he's doing a good job blocking. And I think you can get more improvement from Thomas, but I think Gray needs to kind of step in and take some of those reps away. Yep. And, the better guys and the guys that are more productive, they have to start playing.
Yep.
And if you're not getting it done, and you heard Coach Gase talk about it in his last press conference, there might be some guys out there that – we got to reevaluate, and it might be some of our better players or some of our higher profile guys. They got to start stepping up.
Yeah, you may see some guys that are second or third in the depth chart.
Yeah.
This Sunday night, lining up out there and getting in. And Marquise, look, Mark Gray, he played great last year, caught a lot of good balls, made some big plays. So I wouldn't mind seeing him get a little more opportunity. El Chapo Jr., any word on Kiko from the league? I think that comes out tomorrow
probably.
Usually
yeah.
Tuesday is when that information
comes out.
Chapo's always getting in there. He always kind of pokes his head out of that hole and throws a good one out there. It's going to be interesting to see with that because I think if you're an offensive – if you're a player with an offensive lean to you, you kind of say that was a cheap shot.
Well, yeah.
As a defensive player, I go, you know what?
He slid late.
He slid late,
and he really didn't slide. He was upright.
Well, not only did he slide late, but he was at the
first down
mark.
Yeah.
So if there's gonna be, you got to give that defender, you got to give the defender a little
Kiko
bit.
Kiko came
of,
from a long little, way with yes. a head of speed going,
yeah.
and I'm not gonna say it wasn't warrant. It didn't warrant a penalty. It did. It was a really devastating hit.
But the question was it something that he didn't intentionally?
Right.
And I don't.
Thing I'm questioning, Bo, honestly, as a former quarterback that would have taken that hit, although I probably would have went head first or slid a lot earlier, right? I think that Kiko did all the right things, but when you lead with your head or you lead with your shoulder with a defenseless player, I think that's where you kind of have to draw the line and say it's definitely a penalty. Yeah. It's definitely going to get a fine. I didn't think he deserved to get thrown out because of the situation of where he slid.
But look, I also believe that, it's you're asking a lot out of a defensive player that's running full speed, that has to make a decision to launch, and then say, "Well, you got to go, but you got to change your direction." You can't. Once you commit, you've committed.
Right.
You can't change. Whereas that offensive player, his head can go from here to here.
Right.
And here may be no penalty. Here may get you thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
And, the only and that's
thing,
a tough.
Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking of, Bo, is instead of leading with the head or the shoulder, it could have been almost like diving over. Flacco was still going through the quarterback. Yep. But that's a tough adjustment to make in a split second.
Black man game. When is McDonald, T.J. McDonald, ready to play?
Soon.
He won't play Sunday against the Raiders, but he's eligible to play the next week. Against Carolina. He hasn't been – he's been working out. He's been – let me put this right. He's been eligible to work out at the facility. Without can't work out with coaches. He can be out on the field,
right?
But not on the field with any of the players or any of the coaches. So he's been here staying in shape, staying in condition. Now, if that translates into him being eligible to play on a week from Sunday and being able to play on a week from Sunday from a standpoint of being game ready, time will tell. But, you know, especially when you got Nate Allen down with the injury
right now,
Michael Thomas is going to get the start this week. I think Allen's out for some time. I think he did his calf or something like that, which is a tough thing to come back. I think T.J. McDonald plays. If I was a betting man right now, I'd bet a lot of money he's
going to
play
up
in Carolina.
I think
get
so,
ready
too.
To go.
And I think Ted Larson's another guy
yes.
you know, that could be eligible,
Ted's eligible
to come
to start
back this
he's
week.
He's eligible to start practicing this week.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's two guys right there that look like to be easy starters if they were both healthy or eligible to play when the – season began.
Yeah.
So you're going to gain a starter on defense in the back end, which is valuable depth, number one, because now you're going to get a guy that has a lot of playing time in Allen backing up in case something happens to either position. And you've got a guy that's needed on the offensive line in Ted Larson, whether that's this week or they both play on the road on Monday night against Carolina.
And I tell you, I've never seen anything like this. You talk about T.J. McDonald. Here's a guy that came in. You knew he was going to have an 8-game suspension coming in. Plays in the preseason, goes on suspension, and they extend his contract without him playing in a regular season. Tells you a little bit about what they think.
Pretty good preseason.
Tells you a little bit about what they think of T.J. McDonald, no doubt about that. All right, KC828, who are you going to be for Halloween? John, who are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't know, man. I have to go get candy, number one.
That's
my biggest
–
concern. I don't care if I'm dressed.
Let me ask you this: when you go get candy, do you get candy you like, or candy the
candy
kids are gonna
like?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, there's gonna be leftovers.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna dress up like Leon.
Leon.
Dress like Leon for the Leon.
Well,
there's two different sides, you know.
But did you see him today? He's got a new haircut. You got to get a new kind of do if you're gonna dress up like Leon.
So he needs to bring a ruler because that thing is like
it's kind of on a slant.
He got a little Eddie Munster thing there.
Yeah,
got a little thing.
You see
that little thing?
All he has to do is grow his mustaches and just at an angle. He's gonna get it right. Yeah.
But I'm gonna be Leon for Halloween. That way I can screw everything up.
Right.
And not have any, you
just
know,
start
not
hit, any, just start
yeah.
hitting buttons.
I can do everything wrong all day long, and you just gotta get a pass for it.
Well, between.
Go, oh, I'm Leon.
Leon
and
Trey.
You know,
I mean,
almost said something else, but I
Trey, you've seen Trey today. He was all over the road.
Plus, you can be ugly if you're going to be Leon.
Well,
right. If you can dress, you can be a little bit, you know.
Some say
you can look a little homely.
Some say you don't need a mask.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
There you go. You know, some say he was born with a mask on.
Yeah.
Oh, now he wants us to move on. All right.
Wait, what's the next question's from Leon?
I think this next question's from Leon. Periscope from Leon. Maybe some Statue of Liberty plays? Statue of Liberty? Huh?
What
do we got? The galloping ghost in the backfield or something,
Come on,
huh?
Man.
We got the what are
we're
we going
to? We're just trying to get 4 yards
four blocks
on a
of
running play.
We got the 5 blocks of granite or the 4 blocks of granite up front?
The four horsemen.
Come on, Leon. You got to do better than that
Statue of Liberty plays.
Come on, man. Go out and play
joke.
In the street and do that.
That McLovin, costume you got.
Are you concerned that we haven't had a rushing touchdown all season? Yeah, that does concern
it is.
Me. It does concern me because it first of all, it makes it tough when you get in the red zone. We got to get into the red zone.
We
got in the red zone last week at
get
all.
Get in the end zone.
We got to get in the end zone. But, yeah, I am concerned a little bit about that. All of our touchdowns have come through the passing game, and you got to be balanced. And I don't know. I figure what did Jay have, eight touchdowns last year or something like that?
I can't remember last year.
I don't know what it was.
But I will tell you this, Bo. When you're in the red zone, it's a heck of a lot easier to score when you're running the football.
Yeah.
You know, the defense right now, they know the Miami Dolphins. You can limit what you're trying to do at the line of scrimmage because you just want to make sure you're backing up and covering, you know, zones and getting on man-to-man and making sure the time in the pocket is limited because the Dolphins can't run it in the red zone.
King Edlin pops in this one. Now, Jay Cutler, Coach Gay said the other day that he's definitely going to play on Sunday against the Raiders. And King Edlin asks, how will Cutler sustain playing with cracked ribs? And he puts phone books under the pads. I was back old. That was old school doing some of those
things. Anything you needed. Yeah, well,
look,
that's
they've
right.
Got the, I'm sure he'll be all padded up. And, look,
it's a pain threshold.
It's not going to be fun. It's all about pain threshold.
It's all about pain.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you got cracked ribs and you've had them. I've had them. There's nothing that's not painful. And particularly when you go to the bathroom, it's very painful.
Yes.
With the cracked ribs.
Right, Leon? The extension of that, too, is very painful.
Look, I get, you know. I'm just trying to spread some knowledge out here, you know.
Well, I mean, why do we have to be heckled by our own people? That's what I
you know,
it's kind of difficult to do the show. But you're right, Bo. The pain threshold. I wouldn't be surprised to see Matt Moore maybe get into the game at certain spots.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, if you take a big shot and Jay needs to take a series.
No question, Matt's still got to be ready.
Absolutely.
He's still got to be ready to play in case because I think you are kind of, you know, that's a very very. I mean, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, and one shot could
you
put
get
him,
hit.
Could
it doesn't even have to be a big shot. No. If you land the wrong way, if a body lands on top of you, if you're throwing the football, that can be a situation that gets uncomfortable where you need a play or two, you know, to come off and regather your thoughts, regroup a little bit, and then get back into the game.
Miami Bird says, Bo's fired up. Give Bo some pads right now. Well, if you're going to give me some pads, you better give me a contract first. I ain't doing it for free.
No. You know,
that's for sure. I always told people, I said, look, I've been negotiating with them now for 30 years.
They still haven't come around.
They still haven't come up. I said, look, I only need $3 million a year to pull a hamstring on the first time down the field. they haven't come to terms with it yet.
I'm not so sure we have that.
Hey, Bo, which team was your Ravens when you played? Team was our Ravens when we played? Probably the
Oakland?
Raiders. Probably the Raiders, yeah.
Probably.
Always had a tough time.
They were always good.
Had a miserable time beating the Raiders out in Oakland. Yeah. Man, that was a tough place to play. That turf is always wet. It's still wet out there. It's
the corners.
You know, we could never figure out where we're playing, why the grass was always
damp.
Wet, always damp. And the Raiders always knew where Raiders knew where the dry spots were. Lester Hayes knew every dry spot on that field was, and he'd kind of plant there and force those guys to run around. But it turns out that it's below sea level. The turf is below sea level, so it's always and it's right by the bay, so it's always wet there. Greg Reed, Facebook, what the heck happened to Tunsil? I don't know. You know, he's got to play more consistently. There's times you watch him and he's dominating people.
That's right.
Other times where they're just kind of running by him. And I think he's got to he's got to get to the point where he plays
– Dominant.
He plays dominant. You know what?
He's strong enough. He's big enough. He's quick enough.
I think there's one thing that he's got to do. He's got to believe that he's a dominant guy. And I don't think that's kind of – I don't think that's ingrained into him yet, that he is a dominant guy that can push people around and be a dominant guy in this league. Certainly did it when he was in college. And I think when he gets that in his head, I think he's going to be just fine.
You know, it's always funny when you have veterans on the offensive line and you look to Mike Pouncey and you look to Bushrod. It almost, for me, when I watch him walk around and watch him practice, I almost want to feel like I want to whisper to Laramie to say, hey, you know what? You don't need those guys.
Yeah.
You're the baddest guy on this offensive line.
Yep.
And you need to walk around and you need to start acting like it and let everybody know that you're the baddest man around. It just feels like you don't want those guys to be gone because they're valuable assets to your offensive line. But you need to get that mentality that I don't need to rely on words of wisdom from those guys. I'm good.
Yeah. You know, and I'd like to see him be a guy that, you know, knocks a guy down every now and then.
Step on him a little bit.
Stepping on him a little, you know. Don't make it easy on
him. Be like the guy from the Ravens, the center from the Ravens that was kind of –
Yeah, the guy – that's the guy that caused the whole thing.
That's –
66 Jensen, I think, is his name. Big long hair red guy.
Yeah.
Fat slob out there. He's kind of pushing –
Well, Adam kind of got him a little bit after. That was nice.
Foshizzi Myrizzi, I don't know if that's the real name or not, but is the reason we can't beat the Ravens is revenge from them letting Camarillo score.
That's right. Mad Dog, that was a great call, my friend.
Call? Rich Camarillo.
Rich
Camarillo, he called him. That was also the game, I think, that ended Brian Billick's coaching career.
Might have.
I think
the brain
so. That's
left
why he's
the building.
That's why he's doing TV now.
That's right.
Reverse Spider-Man. Hey, Bo, what are your thoughts on the Sue reports? I don't know. I think any question about Sue coming back next year has more to do with his salary cap than his ability to play.
Yes.
Because look,
he's
I don't
playing
care.
Really
I don't
well.
Care what you say. This guy
He's going to beat you up every game.
He's going to beat somebody up out there. Yeah. He penetrates. He causes problems. And I know as a defensive tackle, sometimes you don't make the tackle, but what you do up front
allows
somebody else to make the tackle. And I think people don't see that. Look, if it's my thought, I don't worry about salary cap. That's not my problem. You know, so I would love to have Subban. I'd love to have him here for the length of his contract. I guarantee you that any offensive lineman that lines up and get ready to play
knows he's in for a long
day. They're looking at that tape going, oh, man, this is going to be a long,
60
long
minutes.
Day, long night, man.
It's not going to be 58. No. It's going to be 60.
Yep, no doubt about it. So I don't know. I you know, like I said, I think if there's any question on the Dolphins' side, it's a lot less about how he plays and what he does, more so about the salary cap
and how
it may affect him. Periscope, D-Dalton, nice haircut, Bo. Yeah, I did get my haircut.
Yeah, it looks good, Bo.
Darren Dalton calls and asks me about my haircut.
Nice.
Grizzly Dark, Bo, how was the Grey Goose over the weekend? We had a big Halloween party at the place. Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was good. We had about 10 guys, 11 guys from the team came over. Staff came over. Some of the crew came over.
Oh, nice.
The equipment guys, some of the training guys came over. They were the ones who were drinking the Grey Goose. I kind of kept it. I kept it down low a little bit. I was doing a little sangria out there. I went a little Latin flavor. I did the sangria thing. But I did a lot of it, you know. So, Christopher Dunkley, can we break Leon's ribs to test out the pain threshold? Absolutely.
I think
that
so.
That may be the best one.
Who sent that in?
Christopher Dunkley. Excellent job, smart man, Chris. Let's break Leon's ribs.
Just pounce
on them. Rough them around a little bit and see how it hurts. Let him go take a crap and
put
see how it feels with broken
books,
ribs.
That's right.
Yeah, they're laughing when you talk about that.
Yeah.
You've never had to do that, have you, Leon? Okay. I have. Didn't feel good.
Well, look at that haircut.
Huh?
That haircut.
You paid for that?
He did.
Or did they pay? Did you go to the barber? You went to the barber's college, I think. You went to the barber's college to get that done? Some guy named Satch? Hey, give me that guy. Give me that guy.
Who's that, Leon? Put him in chair number four.
Let me ask you this, Leon. When he had the clippers in his hand, was his hand like this?
Come on.
Was he a little nervous, a little shaking there? Because it looks.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's like a
title. Jigsaw puzzle.
It's like a wave there on it. All right, last question. So, which Dolphins team shows up this weekend?
I don't know.
I don't know. David Keller from Facebook, but I certainly hope it's a team that that's got a little more focus. I think they're going to be a more rested football team, and I think, look, if you don't get out of this week and get out of watching this tapes, that things have to change and things have to change right now, then it's going to be a long season from here on in.
I think this team is going to be anxious to play again.
Yes,
I think that zero, that shutout, whatever happened on Thursday night, it's tough even now.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to move past that, and they're going to have that in the back of their minds just as a little bit of the stick, you know.
Yeah.
Can't be like that again.
Well, look.
They can't go back to that again.
You know, you've got to get in your mind that this – and I think they'll be focused. I think they'll come out fired up, ready to play. And I think we'll get the best out of this football team.
Should.
Now, the question is, what's the best this football team can give us right now? That's the question. But I think they're going to be ready to play and go out there. But – look, it's
funny for me, Bo. This team has not even come close to playing to their potential. So they have the ability to – their ability to improve is so vast on the offensive side of the ball that I'm just looking forward to the day it comes, because then they're going to set the bar and they're going to have a standard to come and try to meet each and every week.
Look, the Raiders are a team that's struggling themselves. They're trying to find their own personality. They went up to Buffalo and got it handed to them up in Buffalo. I know they're staying somewhere on the East Coast.
They're in Sarasota or somewhere on the West Coast of Florida, and then coming down here to play.
The Dolphins can't get Dolphins can't let them believe they can win this football game.
Right.
They got to put the thumb on them early and then keep it down there.
Need to play with a lead.
Yeah,
that's what the Dolphins need to do.
Hi, Johnny. That's going to do it for
the
game.
Thanks, buddy.
Man.
That was fun.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a happy Halloween. I'm looking ahead. I'm already thinking about
I was getting hungry.
I'm already thinking about my Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to cook here.
You're thinking about that sangria.
I am. No doubt. All right. All you guys enjoy your Halloween. Leon, don't bother buying a mask. You already got one.
And only candy we like.
That's right. Only candy, Snicker bars from my
house.
That's it. All right, we're going to see you. Have a good time. We'll be back on Wednesday. Have a good Halloween. We'll see you then.